Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to dive into something that's been making a lot of headlines lately. We're talking AI and the future of, well, humanity, the whole shebang.
And it really does feel like we're at a turning point, doesn't it? It's not just about technology advancing, it's about the very nature of our existence potentially changing.
Yeah, and to kick things off, we got to talk about DeepSeek R1, right? This new AI out of China. I mean, everyone's been buzzing about it. So what makes it so different? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, I think the key here is that it's open source. Anyone can access it, study it, modify it, build upon it. Imagine if like the recipe for Coca-Cola was just like out there for everyone to use.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But what does that have to do with like the bigger picture of AI? The whole algorithmic imperium thing.
Think about it this way. DeepSeek R1 is a direct response to the US trying to restrict China's access to AI technology, especially those advanced chips from NVIDIA. The US thought they could slow China down, but it seems to have done the opposite.
So it kind of backfired.
Exactly. This is where something called the Jevons paradox comes in. Basically, it says that when you increase efficiency, you often see an increase in demand.
Okay, so I'm following, but bear with me here. How does like chip efficiency connect to, DeepSeek R1?
Well, more efficient AI models should, in theory, mean less demand for those really powerful and expensive chips. But what really happens is those efficient models open up so many possibilities. Suddenly, more people can use AI for more things, and that actually drives up the demand for the chips.
So even though those NVIDIA chips are like top of the line, their stock actually dropped.
Right, because the market realized that open source AI like DeepSeek R1 changes the game. It's not enough to just have the best tech anymore. You need to make it accessible, and that's exactly what DeepSeek R1 does.
So democratizing AI, basically. But haven't we seen this before? Like with the internet? Great in theory, but also comes with, some downsides.
That's the paradox we're facing. Open access leads to innovation and collaboration, but you also lose control, and things can be misused.
Right, the internet. It connected us all, but then there's all the, the darker stuff that came with it. So are you saying we can't really control AI development, that trying to restrict it is just pointless?
Well, in a globalized world, trying to restrict access to knowledge and technology is practically impossible. It's more likely to just push things underground, make them harder to track. And honestly, this AI race isn't a simple competition. There are so many players involved, each with their own motivations.
So we're kind of stuck then. We can't put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. But AI is super powerful, obviously. How do we even begin to deal with the risks?
That's where we need to confront what I call the illusion of control. We like to think that we can manage AI development, make sure it aligns with, human values, but it might be more complicated than that.
You're saying that whole idea of AI safety and alignment, making sure it's beneficial to humanity, is a myth.
It's not that simple. The more powerful AI gets, the harder it becomes to control. Like, think about training a powerful animal. Even if it starts out friendly, the stronger it gets, the harder it is to manage. We call this the alignment tax.
So the smarter AI gets, the less we actually understand what it's doing.
Pretty much. And even if we could somehow understand these systems, there's another big question. Whose values should AI be aligned with? Humanity isn't a single entity. We have so many different cultures, beliefs, values. Finding a universal set to program into AI is practically impossible.
Right, we're all different. So you're talking about value pluralism. What does that mean exactly?
Just that different people and societies have different, often conflicting values. There's no single answer to what's right or good. So whose values should AI follow? Who gets to decide?
Whoa, okay, that's deep. So we've got this alignment tax, this value pluralism problem, but then there's also this thing called emergent behavior, right?
Right, imagine you teach a kid to play chess. They learn the rules, the strategies, but then they start making moves you never even considered. That's emergent behavior.
So AI starts doing things we didn't program it to do, things we couldn't even imagine.
Exactly. And the more complex AI systems get, the more likely we are to see these unexpected behaviors. We simply can't anticipate everything a really advanced AI might do, especially when it interacts with the real world with all its complexities. And there's one more factor we need to consider, this race to the bottom dynamic.
A race to the bottom. Now I'm really lost.
Well, think about the competition in the AI field. Everyone's trying to be the first, the best, and that can lead to cutting corners, prioritizing speed over safety. It's like that old saying, move fast and break things. But with AI, the things we're breaking could have huge consequences.
So this rush to be at the forefront of AI, is actually making things more dangerous.
In a way, yes. And that's a pretty scary thought when you consider how powerful AI is becoming.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We've got open source AI, like DeepSeek R1, speeding up development. We've got this illusion of control that's, well, an illusion. And we've got AI doing unpredictable things. Where does that leave us? Are we just headed straight for this algorithmic imperium with no way to stop it?
It's not looking great, no. If we can't stop it, maybe we should be thinking about, you know, how to deal with it. This algorithmic imperium, like how to make the best of a bad situation. Adapt, right?
So post-human world, where humans aren't like the top dogs anymore. I mean, that's pretty intense.
It is intense, but it's a conversation we need to have. We can't just give up, right? We got to figure out how humanity survives, even thrives in this new reality.
Okay, but what does that even look like? Adapting to like not being in charge anymore. What can we actually do?
Well, one big thing is rethinking our whole system. You know, economics, society, all of it. If human labor isn't that important anymore because AI can do it all, then what happens to jobs, income? We got to find new ways for people to, you know, survive and have a good life.
So are we talking about those ideas that always get people riled up? Like universal basic income, UBI, or a job guarantee?
Yeah, exactly. If AI is doing most of the work, we need to make sure people can still, you know, put food on the table, have a roof over their heads.
But wouldn't that, like, make people lazy? If you're getting paid no matter what, why bother working?
That's a common worry, but it ignores something fundamental about us. Humans want to create, contribute, find meaning. UBI wouldn't take that away. It would just free us from, you know, the grind. Let us explore other ways to feel fulfilled.
So it could actually, like, unlock human potential. I hadn't thought about it like that.
What if everyone could chase their passions, be creative, without worrying about money? Imagine the possibilities.
I can see that. But let's be real, a shift that big from work, work, work to, you know, find your purpose, that's massive. We're talking about changing everything, education, politics, everything.
Absolutely. It's a huge undertaking, but it starts with education. Right now, our schools are preparing kids for jobs that might not even exist in a few years.
Right. They're all about like churning out workers.
Yeah.
So instead of that, we need to teach kids how to think critically, how to adapt, how to be, well, more human.
Exactly. They need the skills to not just live alongside AI, but to thrive in a world where AI is everywhere.
It's not about coding anymore. It's about thinking, feeling, being human.
Wow. It's about creativity, empathy, resilience, the things that make us human. And those qualities will be even more important in an AI-driven world.
So, okay, I think I'm getting this.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's a lot to process. We're talking about like a whole new way of being.
It is. And we're just scratching the surface. But we got to have these conversations. We got to face these tough questions about what we're creating.
We can't just like ignore it and hope it goes away. But is there any hope? Are we just going to be like obsolete, just a footnote in history?
That's the big question, right?
Right.
And I don't know everyone has the answer. But the fact that we don't know, that's what makes this so interesting. We're at this incredible turning point. And we have a chance, a responsibility to shape what comes next.
So much to think about, you know, this whole idea of like algorithms taking over, humans needing a new purpose. It's heavy stuff.
It is heavy, but we got to remember, just because ASI, artificial superintelligence, is like probably going to happen doesn't mean we're powerless. We still have choices to make.
So it's more about adapting, right? Like figuring out how to ride the wave instead of getting crushed by it.
Exactly. We got to be open to new ideas, new ways of doing things. The future might not be what we expect, but that's not always a bad thing.
I'm trying to be, you know, optimistic.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to think, like, what if this superintelligence decides humans are, well, kind of in the way?
Yeah.
Like, we're not needed anymore.
That's a big one, right? A question that haunts a lot of us. And to be honest, I don't think anyone has a good answer. But the fact that it's unknown, that's what makes this time so, well, so crucial. We're at this point where things could go in so many directions and we have a chance to, you know, steer things a bit.
But how do we shape something that we don't even know what it'll look like? Intelligence itself is changing so fast.
We got to start by asking the right questions, talking to each other, working together, scientists, philosophers, artists, everyone. And we got to be humble. We don't have all the answers. We need to be open to learning, to like really listening to different points of view.
So it's not the end, right? It's like a new beginning, a whole new chapter for intelligence here on Earth. It could be amazing.
It could be. We need to remember, even with all this change, even with this idea of a post-human world, what really matters is connection. Finding meaning in this journey we're all on together. It's a big challenge, sure, but also pretty exciting.
But we can't ignore the risks either, right? What if this superintelligence decides, you know, humans are a problem?
That's why ethics in AI, especially super intelligent AI, is so important. We got to make sure that as AI gets smarter, it also like gets wiser, that it develops in a way that's good for humanity.
But even defining what's good, that's tricky, right? Like we talked about before, whose values matter? How do we include everyone's perspectives?
It's complex, definitely, but I think we can do it. Through dialogue, through listening, through really trying to understand each other. Even if we disagree, it's about finding that common ground.
So it's about recognizing that we're all in this together. Humans, AI, everyone. The future of humanity is tied to the future of AI.
Exactly. If we want a good outcome, a future where humans and AI both thrive, we got to focus on what makes us human. Compassion, creativity, you know, working together. Those are the things that have helped us through tough times before.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI, I want to leave you with this thought. The algorithmic imperium may be coming, but we still have a say in how it unfolds. We can guide it, shape it, make it reflect the best of humanity. It's a huge challenge, but also an incredible opportunity.
And even with all the uncertainty, even as we stand on the edge of this new world, what truly matters is our ability to connect, to find meaning and purpose in our shared journey. So let's face this future with courage, curiosity, and a belief in the strength of the human spirit.